Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holley, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, we're here again this week with Max Greiner. Max, we talk about modern-day miracles on the show all the time. Why?
Well, we talk about miracles, Roy, because most radio shows won't talk about modern-day miracles.
They're scared of them.
They're scared of them, or they don't know they're happening. But the truth is that most of the shows you hear on the radio do talk about God working miracles 2,000 to 6,000 years ago. And those are all true, but the Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is, so that means he's still doing it. So God just told us we were supposed to have a show that talked about what he did last week or 2 weeks ago or a month ago or yesterday.
And what he's going to do.
And we're not too much prophetic, but we'll sure say what he's done. And we do believe he's going to do a lot more because he keeps his word.
Speaking of miracles, every week we have a miracle of the week. If you don't mind, share that miracle of the week with
us. Sure. Well, this was kind of a funny one. It's not real long, but on May the 3rd, 2016, we were out trying to get the electrical work switched around into a new pump house. We got out of the garden and we were switching the phone lines over, and the Windstream techs came out to help us switch out the phone line. There was three guys, and one of them was named Dave, and I knew he was a believer. Anyways, as I'm talking to him, God starts covering him with the Shekinah glory. And we weren't talking about God stuff. We were talking about phone lines. But the visible glory of God started forming. I had Dave, because I knew when people get on that holy ground, the presence of God is just there. And so I saw Dave look at his hands, and I said, "Can you see it?" And he said, yeah, I sure can see it. And the other two guys, it was like, you know, they thought we were from another planet. And but before they got, after they got through doing installing the line for us, I gave Dave some CDs about the garden story to give those other guys. And I just kind of whispered to him, said, I'm going to be praying for you. And he says, I know what to do with these. And so that's the fun that just happens. God shows
it's
up.
It's always fun when you bring people out there and they don't really know what you're talking about until they experience it. And
yeah.
when they start seeing it on their hands and on their body and they see it on other people, and those people see it,
yeah.
then it's all of a sudden real.
Right, and what it is, it's for those other two guys. See, it was an opening to talk about Jesus Christ. And by that sign and wonder, suddenly they had just witnessed a miracle they could not explain, and that gave this other gentleman the opportunity now to tell them where that miracle came from, Jesus Christ.
Well, every week we have a special guest, and this week we have Ryan Huff as our guest. Would you don't, if you don't mind, if you'd introduce him?
Yeah, Ryan is a fine young man, and we know him in a lot of different areas. He wears a lot of hats, kind of like the Dr. Seuss book. He's got lots of hats that he's good at, and he's a father, a husband, a pastor, an evangelist, a worship leader. And he happens to also be one of our employees, and he manages our art business there in Kerrville out in the woods. And so when we hired him, you know, we asked God to send us who we needed and who God wanted, and we needed a guy that could not only be good in business and sales and courteous to the customer, but we also needed somebody that could do what God wanted in the spur of the moment. When God switched the deal, and Ryan knows that in our office it's okay to pray for people. And sometimes calls come in to, you know, buy artwork, but other times Holy Spirit sends people in. And so Ryan is just a terrific guy.
He can handle either one.
Very talented. Yeah, he can.
So if you need praying for, he can handle that. If you need to buy some art, he can handle that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But we're just so glad to have him here with us today. And he's got a real unique perspective of what's been happening because he's on the inside.
Ryan, welcome to the show. How did you meet Max and Sherry?
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on the show. My story with Max and Sherry goes back probably about 10 years ago, and even a little bit before that, in all honesty. About 10 years ago, my wife and I moved to the Hill Country area. But even prior to that, we were graduates of Southwestern Assemblies of God University in Waxahachie, Texas. And my senior year, the school actually purchased and installed one of Max's art pieces called the Great Commission, and it's there on the campus. And, you know, extremely being called in the ministry, myself and my wife, and graduating from there, we had an appreciation for that piece of artwork. And, you know, circumstances led us to Kerrville and had no idea what God had in store. But then, lo and behold, through relationships at church and connection there, met Max and Sherry actually at church. We also attend attend Impact Christian Fellowship, and so we had opportunity to meet Max there, and like Max mentioned earlier in the intro, that they had opportunity for employment with his business, and hired on, initially they hired on my wife, and then they ended up hiring me on as the office manager, and at that time, the early stages of the garden, Max's office was kind of a dual position of also assisting Max in some of the administration roles of the Coming King Foundation. And so I've had opportunity to, you know, be blessed by working for Max and Sherry going on 7-plus years now. And so we're just very thankful for the relationship that we have with them, the friendship, and the opportunity to serve in the kingdom with the Griners.
Well, you have a unique perspective of the garden vision, don't you?
I do. Yes, sir. We, like I said, we've been involved since even before the cross was raised, you know, and connecting with Max and Sherry and watching them go through, you know, the good times and the bad times.
Yeah,
and
you were there when we got sued. That we consider that the bad times.
I would say so.
So we had that opportunity to, you know, I was actually a trustee on the board at the time as we were going through the trial. And I like to say we finally got to the pathway of peace, you know, because the enemy definitely was coming against the garden, coming against the cross, and coming against the Griners. And having the position that I did, kind of the behind the scenes and being in the office day in and day out, you know, I received some of those phone calls from some of the folks that weren't too pleased with the garden and what was going on with the cross coming in and really just the enemy stirring things up. And it is my honor and privilege to be able to defend the cross and to defend the Griners and really speak truth and clarity into the situation. And so, yeah, I've gone through the difficult times, but then I've also had the blessing and benefit of watching the community come together and really stand behind the garden and the Griners and see what God is doing. It's awesome and magnificent for sure.
Well, that two-year legal battle was kind of tough on the Griners, wasn't it?
It was. I can remember a particular Christmas where, you know, they were had been sued, and you know, we had been praying alongside of them, and it just seemed like defeat was just on the horizon. And but by the grace of God and with the support of all kinds of people, I mean, celebrities, famous people, you know, prayer warriors within the kingdom of God. Max, of course, has a long list of names of folks that have been in support of the garden. And really just with a lot of prayer support and answered prayers, God came through and brought peace to that situation.
But it did come down to...
brought about, you know, a lot of publications you know, where the news agencies picked it up, and, you know, in an area where the devil meant something for bad, God turned it around and used it for good, because the word about the cross going up in Kerrville got noised abroad, and lots of people were finding about the cross that otherwise wouldn't have. So that was actually a really good thing that came from it.
Yeah, that is, that when we look back at that two-year battle, it was two of the toughest years Sherry and I have ever been through, and you wonder, why me, God? Why are we doing this? Because we got down to the wire.
I was trying to do is to do something good.
That's right. But the publicity that the devil stirred up for us, I mean, because of the lawsuit, and Associated Press covered it, and it went all over the country and even the world. And so everybody found out about the battle for the cross that was 1 hour from the Alamo. And as a result, when we did finally get it up, we had lots of publicity, and it was pretty exciting. And Ryan was just a big part of helping us through that most difficult time in our life.
Ryan, tell me, was raising the cross worth the fight? And in your opinion, why?
Yeah, you better believe it. I mean, lives are being changed. I mean, a lot of people, they just see artwork, you know, or they just see, you know, some people say it's just a hunk of metal, but, you know, there is so much more to so many people. And, of course, as believers, as Christians, that's the foundation of what Christ did on the cross and what that cross represents out there. And the fact it's empty, that he's alive, and he's interceding on our behalf, and that we have a hope, and that cross, he's no longer hanging on that cross. You know, he's alive, and it brings such hope. You know, people, as they come out to the garden, you know, that was one of the first things, was getting that cross up. And that was almost kind of a precursor to the other stuff that God had in store, things that we didn't know that God had planned, the promises and answers to prayer. You know, it was a test. It was truly a test of heart for Max and Sherry, and sacrifice of time and energy and finances. But they surpassed that test, and they passed it with flying colors as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there were tough days, but Max had his heart set on the goal, and he was going to be obedient through and through to God's calling, and he was willing to give it up. But God just kept on opening up the door and allowing him to push it through, and so it was a test. But, man, was it worth it? You better believe it. People are coming from all over the place, and their lives are being changed, and their hearts are being turned towards God that otherwise wouldn't. You know, I really think that people are really being added to the kingdom on a daily basis, and lives are being changed. So, yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Ryan Huff, what would you like our listeners to know? We got a few minutes left here. Could you share that?
Well, you know, if they're anywhere close to the area, you know, definitely want to encourage them to come out to the garden. It's going to be something that they've never experienced before. I know there is a lot of supernatural things that are taking place out there. But even beyond that, just to encounter the presence of the Lord, and just to have a heart change and to see God moving, there's opportunity for them to write prayers on rocks and just to put that before the Lord. and just have an experience that they can then go and tell friends and family about their time up on the hill and at the cross. And aside from that, if they're too far, just to know that they can be praying. They can be praying in prayer support for the garden and what's going on out there, because lives are being changed. I mean, we have tons of testimonies. I know those are shared often on this radio show, and we're so thankful, Roy, for you and the radio show and what y'all are doing to help benefit the garden and lift up the cross of Jesus Christ and what's going on out there. So thank you.
Well, Ryan, thanks for being with us. Thanks for everything you've done and the contributions you've made and continuing to make. Look forward to seeing you sometime out at the cross, and appreciate your being with us today. Max?
Yeah, we're going to have Ryan back next week, Roy. We got one more time here with Ryan.
Well, so we can't contain him in one show.
That's right. But, you know, if there's a bottom line of this show that we shared is, if you're trying to do something for God, there's probably going to be some resistance. And because there is a real devil, there are real demons, and whatever the kingdom of God advances, the enemy fights it. And so that's what we got into. And sometimes in our lives, they're very tough fights. And so the main thing is you stay with Jesus, you follow him, you do what he says, you obey him, you stay humble, but you keep your eye on the prize. And he's the prize. And Sherry, by the grace of God, she was right there with me during this battle, as were all the others. And because of that support, that cross is on the mountain today.
Speaking of which, if people want to get in contact with us and give us some support, either volunteer or money or anything like that,
right,
or just get directions to the cross, how do they get more information?
And we're building this whole garden without debt. We're on faith in God. And so that's how we're doing it. But the website is www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org.
Max and Sherry, thanks for being with us. Ryan Huff, thank you. I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
I'm back again, and I have some more wonderful quotes for you this week. The first one comes in from Papa Bull in Maryland, and he sent it in on TripAdvisor. He says, "Big surprise. Be prepared for a spiritual experience that is usually reserved for church. This outdoor collection of walkways with embedded scripture and memorable sculpture feels like sacred ground. I felt fortunate to be among the few present, giving the experience more intimacy and less distractions. Leaving an inscribed prayer stone was a perfect way to remember others in need. It's free and beautiful. Recommend at least 30 minutes. But I spent 90 and felt like I wanted to stay longer." And from Darcy Roan from TripAdvisor, she says, "The open cross, I must see, whether you are a believer, a searcher, a rejecter, or just curious, it is worth stopping to see. For us believers, it can be a wonderful spiritual experience. Best times to go are morning or at sunset." And let's see, next is from Sweet Pea Delight in Kerrville, Texas. "A Kerrville treasure, a great place to go to stop and unhook from your daily stresses. It is also awe-inspiring. The sculptures are gorgeous and larger than life. You can do the tourist thing and take in the garden, or you can just pray and meditate and recharge." Gina M. from TripAdvisor website, "So inspiring. The gardens were absolutely beautiful and inspiring. Being able to leave a prayer rock for others to pray over makes my soul happy. Such a blessing to see so many rocks left by so many people." From Los Angeles, California, Ron Weber, the chief operating officer of TriNet, recently came and left this message. "The garden is absolutely gorgeous. This truly is blessed. What amazing, a special place. It is stunningly beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. I love it." Dan Reverie, from Kerrville, Texas. "It is a beautiful testimony to see God exalted once again in America. May not only his name be lifted up, but many souls won to him. My wife and I just moved to Kerrville from Maine. It is like moving to a piece of heaven in some ways." And the last one for this week will be from Sally Sledge, Fort Worth, Texas. So blessed to witness the wonderful tribute to the Lord at the Cross Sculpture Garden. May God continue to bless and glorify His name through you, His servants. And I'm out of time once again, so until next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.